because you're talking about what? Bitching about that weight you didn't lose, blaming it on your trainer for you not getting the results that you didn't get from the work you didn't do. Let's talk about something important. Let's talk about something important. Put that coffee down.
Created live on Fireside.
Let me get your attention for a moment, because you're talking about what? Bitching about that weight you didn't lose, blaming it on your trainer for you not getting the results that you didn't get from the work you didn't do. Let's talk about something important. Let's talk about something important. Put that coffee down. Coffee's for athletes only. Or is it? Thank you for joining me today. Another episode of Athletic Definition. I'm your host, Coach Ray Z, and I'm already sipping on. I had maybe a little bit over half a cup of this lemonade from Panera, and I'm going to be talking about this, how much caffeine this contains, as well as just coffee overall, a little bit of history about it, and also if it's good for working out as a pre-workout, if I use it for a pre-workout, and what inspired me to do this show. First of all, I'm a huge coffee lover. I love coffee. Love the flavor. I never really liked coffee, and then probably at work, someone one day offered it to me and turned it down. But then one day I was really, really tired and I took it, and then I discovered that I felt really alert and awake. And then from there, probably my coffee, I learned about that there's different types of coffee, some that are more caffeinated and some that are more about flavor. And it just kind of went down from there. And I always watch and read about caffeine and the effects it has on you and your body and your brain and on training. But I also watch a lot of YouTube, and I was watching Food Theory. And this past Sunday, he puts out a, so I was watching his newest episode. It's called The Lemonade Could Kill You, and it's the lemonade in Panera. And once I found out how much sugar this thing has and how much caffeine, and we're not going to be talking about sugar, just pure caffeine. This has four times more caffeine than an espresso, and that's the small. I have a large, so I'm going to break it down, what I learned from there, and then also a couple other information that I got. So just to kind of give you a background of how much caffeine each thing has. A Red Bull, which the energy drinks, as they're called, really got popular in the 90s. Red Bull was the first one. And it contains 136 milligrams of caffeine. A Monster contains about 163 milligrams of caffeine, and Rockstar about 160. Now, the other deceptive thing about always hiding how much caffeine you actually are drinking is you don't actually get that. You would get one serving size, and then you'd have to figure out that you're really drinking 160 milligrams per can. Because they're going to make you do the math, because everything has to be deceptive advertisement. Just a regular cup of coffee, which I also had this morning, contains, depending on the brand and the serving size, 95 to 140 milligrams of coffee. So the small Panera one, this is a large, it contains basically one small one equals three serving sizes of a Monster. And this large one equals 4.5 serving sizes of a Monster. I think a small one is basically drinking like 11 Red Bulls. Too much caffeine is known to cause seizures, kidney failure, and psychotic episodes, because caffeine is a drug, and it's a hallucinogen drug, I believe, or no, psychosis or psychotic drug. And the thing is that they've been sneaking in caffeine into a lot of our foods. And basically what it is for people who don't have some sort of negative effect, makes you feel more alert, more awake. And so then let's say you go to Panera and you're just very awake and alert and productive, and you're not quite sure why you feel so productive. And it's because the regulations, as far as like labeling, you don't have to put caffeine, that it's there. Like, for example, if you go to the soda fountain, you won't see small Coke contains this much caffeine. It's required for calories, sugars, and everything, but not for caffeine. So when you walk into Panera, there's a coffee section, And then there's the fountain drink section, which is sodas. And right next to the sodas are the lemonades. And very small, it says caffeine in it. There's three flavors. I tried the mango one. Didn't really like it. The other flavor, I think some sort of like apple raspberry or something, or cranberry. Not a big fan of cranberry, so I didn't even try that one. And then I tried this one, which is the strawberry mint. And the calories, I think on the smallest, 280. So the calories, which we're not going to get into, but just keep in mind, sugar and calories, I'm not even talking about, just pure caffeine, how much this has. And it's not really clear. So if you didn't really know, because the reason he did the video is some girl did a TikTok and it kind of went viral. She didn't know she was consuming that much coffee. She's like, I don't really drink coffee. And then she's like, I don't know why I was so awake and so alert. So the small one contains, I believe, 263 milligrams of coffee. And a shot of espresso contains 63 milligrams. So you're talking four times the amount of coffee in a small lemonade. That is a lot of coffee. And then I started looking into how they're just coffee and everything that you may not even be aware. Supplements. I go running. I'm training for LA Marathon. So we use these things called Goos, or different brands, but Goos a brand. And if you look very on the bottom, this one contains 20 milligrams of caffeine. This also contains 20 milligrams of caffeine. There is a one a little bit more expensive, same company, but it's called Roctane. And that can have even more caffeine. So let's say you're unaware that this lemonade has caffeine. And then, so you're trying to like be responsible and know how much caffeine you're taking in, but you don't know that it's hidden so many things. For example, anything chocolate that's made out of real chocolate, real cocoa, has caffeine. So that means if you're eating chocolate cake with frosting, has caffeine. Over here in the United States, we have Cocoa Pebbles, and that actually has 1 milligram of caffeine for every 3/4 of a cup. I actually never knew that. It makes sense, but I never knew that. And I'm not a cereal guy, but you know, that's crazy because here a lot of kids eat it. And that's the thing. It's like the deceptive practice where I really think people are still going to buy and consume what they like. But why can't you just be more honest about it? Like, people are still going to drink beer if they know, or the calories. People are still going to drink their coffee no matter what. Did you know as well that decaffeinated coffee still has coffee? It just has less than regular coffee. So I mentioned a regular cup of coffee has about 95 to 140 milligrams of caffeine, but decaffeinated coffee has caffeine as well. It has 1 milligram to up to 50 milligrams of coffee. So even if you're thinking, oh, it's okay, I'm drinking decaf, you're still consuming coffee. There's gum. Some gum now has caffeine as well. And there's gum, especially for like people who are endurance athletes, that will have up to 50 milligrams per piece of gum. So you have to be careful of that. Danone yogurt, they have a coffee flavored, and it also contains caffeine. It was kind of hard to tell because, as I mentioned, I was looking it up, and the ingredients didn't actually say coffee. So that one, it's a toss-up. But from what I heard and I saw on the video, it does have caffeine. Also, there's a thing called cashew granola bar. They now also have caffeine. Little by little, they're starting to add caffeine to all these products, and you don't know it. Then you feel jittery, and then you don't feel very good, or you can't really sleep. And then the next day, you end up having to have more and more coffee. I'm going to say that probably this right here is making me feel jittery already, and I haven't even consumed it all, but it's like, what did I say this was? Like four monsters, I think. Keep drinking it. Then now we've been like sparkling water. This one is a sparkling water, but you can buy it. And this one contains caffeine. So if you want to have some caffeine throughout the day, I don't know how much this one actually has. Can't find it, but it says caffeine right there. So this one's called, for those of you just listening, sparkling ice caffeinated water. This one's a blue raspberry. As you're looking into the different products, then that's where you find out how many contain caffeine, and maybe you're consuming way, way more caffeine than you thought you were. Besides that whole Panera episode on food theory, which I'll put all the links to the YouTube videos I'm referring to, there's a Joe Rogan episode with a guest named Michael Pollan, and it's titled What I Learned from Quitting Caffeine for 3 Months. And he basically said he was miserable, couldn't function for all 3 months. And the reason he did that is because he got inspired by reading, I believe, the book of the guy who created Starbucks. And he's like a historian of coffee. So from what he was saying is in the West or in Europe, we didn't actually get coffee till the 1650s. So back then, there was a lot of day drinking from morning till night. You would even give your kids in the morning cider, apple cider with alcohol, because it was safer to drink than the water. And then it kind of lasted that way all the way up until Prohibition. And then boiling made it safer to drink the water. And so coffees and teas got more popular and got pushed a little bit more. Now, I don't remember the year it happened, but the actual whole coffee break or break in as far as like workplace, it came about because of coffee. So there's a necktie company, I think, called the Waba something. It started in Denver, and they were trying to, you know, they would make neckties, but for some reason, the guys weren't very good at it. So they hired women to do it, and they found that the women were very productive, very good for maybe like 4 hours. And then there was a drop off. So then they wanted to see how they could actually get them to be more productive. So they talked with the women, and the women said, well, you know, give us a coffee break. And at the time, they didn't actually call it a coffee break or a break. I don't know what they called it. Bosses said, okay. And then what ended up happening is, since they said okay, they noticed productivity went up and the women were like faster paced. So basically, even though it may seem like, hey, companies are giving you a break so that you could refresh yourself, it's really so you can go get a cup of coffee to be more productive and give more to them. Now, the other thing about the coffee and introducing it to the workplace is it got more popular. As we all know, as I mentioned, coffee is a drug, but it helped free us from the rhythms of the sun, because then you're able to work overnight shifts and swing shifts and be able to work longer. And in some ways, I think it did help speed up the, you know, industrial revolution, because now we're able to work longer. There's another video that I watched, and I'll include on the show notes. And I watch both of these gentlemen all the time separately. They're very informative, but sometimes they could be very technical. So if you don't like technical, I enjoy watching technical and very scientific and some words that I may not even know that I have to go research after. But I know a lot of people, as soon as they hear that, they're like, they're turned off. So I always wanted to do like the more simple version. Not that I can't speak educated or anything like that, but just for the average person, because a lot of the average persons are the people that need more of the information, in my opinion. I think he's a doctor, or no, for sure he's a professor, Andrew Huberman, and he's a scientist, Matt Walker. He's like the renowned expert in sleep. And they had a podcast together, and they were talking about the effects of coffee and how it works. And basically, to try and keep it as simple, is coffee kind of, it doesn't actually give you energy. It just puts like a coat over you feeling tired. And then on average, and I want to speak in general, on average, most people, coffee, it's not like it kicks in right away and then that's it. Like you got the full dose. It gives you like 50%. And then in the next, I forget how many hours later, it releases the other 25% of the effectiveness. So most people, let's say, you know, you drink a cup of coffee at 7 or 8 in the morning. Around 2 o'clock, you start feeling that crash. Now the coffee has not even fully kicked in. There's still maybe like another 25% to kick in. But since you're already feeling tired, you have another cup of coffee. And so then from there, what ends up happening usually on average, and these are Matt Walker's words, is a lot of people consume alcohol at night. So they use downers or at night to try to sleep. And then because they're so caffeinated already, where basically they said, let's say you on average go to bed at 10 in the morning, 10 at night, and you lay in bed for like maybe an hour and a half. So by the time it's 11:30, you actually fall asleep. So what you want to do is you want to count 10 hours back. And from 10 hours, you don't want to consume any more coffee, so it doesn't affect your sleep patterns. Because then what will happen is, and it's going to vary because there are some people who could be like, oh, well, I could have coffee late at night and go to sleep. And yes, you do go to sleep, but you don't get that full, deep REM sleep. So then what ends up happening is like, well, I slept through the whole night and I was able to fall asleep, but I just don't feel so refreshed. So then what do? You start off your day with 2 cups of coffee and you think that it's because the coffee doesn't affect you, but now you're consuming more coffee than you would. And so that one's fascinating. It's maybe about, I don't know, maybe like 20 minutes. Some of it's pretty technical. I'll include in the show notes. And then there was one more, and it's also with Andrew, and he's talking about, man, this guy, when he was younger, and I'm reading the notes here, caffeine seems to make me sleepy. Well, that's interesting, because they were saying that depending on, I forget what enzyme, some people just, it seems like there's no effect on them. He was talking about he was consuming about 3 to 4 grams of coffee per day. So he went to go do a blood test with the doctors, and the doctors thought he was a alcoholic. And he's like, no. And then as they kept talking, they figured out he was just a large coffee drinker, because, you know, kind of like overachiever type that felt he had to work throughout the whole day. And I know to become like doctors and scientists and professors, you put in a lot of hours. You either, from what I saw some report, you get some Ritalin, crush it up and snort it like cocaine, or you drink lots and lots of coffee. But it did it so much where it was affecting him. He gets into, you know, pineal glands and if it affects you and all that. So I'm not going to get into that heavy, heavy dose. But if you do, you know, and you can tolerate it, break it up into pieces. So little by little, you just become aware. And really, I'm not trying to tell you what to do, to drink coffee or not drink coffee. I'm just saying become more aware. I honestly, when I drank this, I don't taste any sort of like caffeine where I'd be like, oh, this thing's like drinking, what, 4 monsters? And I drank half a cup already. I'm probably, they say that if you drink 4 cups of coffee per day, you're considered a heavy drinker. And the amount that you're supposed to, I think that you could actually start having like seizures. It was like at 1,000 to 1,000 milligrams of coffee per day. So if you're drinking more than 4 cups of coffee per day, maybe you should look into some, it would be tough because it is a drug, but cutting away from it. Before, I only used to drink it Mondays through Fridays when I worked in the office. Weekends, I would take it off, and reflecting on it now, I think that's what helped. Now, I just drink it whenever I want. I'll drink maybe 1 to 2 cups of coffee per day. But then I do try to pay attention to, hey, am I drinking anything else that might have coffee? When I'm going for a run, the supplements that I'm taking, do they contain caffeine? How is my sleep? Am I mixing it with alcohol? Because alcohol, if you end up mixing alcohol at night, people think that alcohol makes you fall asleep, but really it's a sedative. Sedative is not deep sleep. It's not REM. I know sometimes I might feel like, man, I drank way too much. And then the next day, I feel like I really didn't sleep. And I feel it's like my body, all it was doing was trying to remove as much alcohol as it possibly could, but it didn't put me into that deep sleep where I could rest and recover. So now you're like a day behind. Matt Walker, what he was saying is when we wake up, I forget the name of the chemical, but it starts building up little by little, and it just builds up and it builds up and it builds up. And basically what it's supposed to do is start making us tired, so that by the time the sun starts setting, that we get more sleepy. And so what coffee does is that's what it blocks. So then it kind of neutralizes it. So then you don't really, it's not giving you energy. You're just not feeling tired. Now, there are other companies that are trying to say that they're actually energy products and not caffeinated. I know one of them is called Mud. Never tried it. It's supposed to look kind of like dirty water, but it's supposed to be like a natural way to have energy and not have a crash. And there's actually one company that emailed me. They told me about a product. I looked into it. I need to reach out to them because if it works, that'd be great to be able to have some sort of natural product that actually gives you energy and then you don't feel that crash. And I think just from doing a deeper dive today and yesterday, getting ready for my show, I realized I think I'm going to try and cut back on coffee and see how I feel. The only thing right now is LA Marathon's around the corner. It's like March 19th. And you don't really want to do too much different as far as like diet and what you do. I'm wondering if I try doing something like that. For sure, I'll be cranky. But I just don't know if it'll be too much for my body to adjust. So I might just wait till after LA Marathon to experiment with this and see how it goes. All that lemonade's kicking in. Thank you, everybody who's been coming in and out. It actually is making me feel jittery. There's no way that I could finish this, especially knowing how much coffee. This is what, 8 times what a cup of an espresso has. And that's just insane amount of coffee. I do like coffee, but I enjoy my sleep as well. Coffee also does have its benefits it helps circulation because it's a blood thinner. And oh, by the way, anything that I've said is not medical advice. It's just things that I've read, heard, and I'm just sharing it with you. Please contact a professional regarding that. So much about coffee. Me, from what I've learned, there's the flavored coffee and the caffeinated coffee. I prefer the caffeinated coffee more than the flavor. And then there's the people who say, do you put creamer? That's another thing you have to consider. May not have a caffeine, but it added calories, sugars, those little tiny ones, they have quite a bit of sugar. So all that extra stuff you're adding to your coffee. Starbucks has a version of this lemonade, but they call it some refreshers. They are taking a lot of heat on social media. People are saying that it's being advertised to children because it looks like a really good refreshing drink, which it does. I've never had one. And those have 45 milligrams of caffeine. So you're going there, you're drinking like, you know, some sort of lemonade or tea or something, and you don't realize it has caffeine. So you start feeling good. And then that's how then later on you start feeling jittery. Maybe you're not quite sure why. So if Starbucks is taking heat for 45 milligrams in their drinks, no one's really talking about the Panera and how it has so much coffee in it. The girl in the TikTok video, she was saying this should be illegal. So definitely check out that Food Theory episode if you haven't seen it, where he breaks it down and, you know, he gets into the FDA and what they're looking for and what they have to regulate and how, you know, like these labels that they have to put on here. A lot of it, what happened is the companies on their own decided to put it up there because if they put warning labels, there's less chance of litigation because some of this, I think the FDA only requires for you to say contains caffeine, but it doesn't tell you how much caffeine or anything like that. And so the companies didn't want litigation, so they added that extra. But when you go to a restaurant like Panera or Starbucks and it's not required and then you're getting a drink like this, you could see how people could, it's happened. They talk about on that episode. First of all, it's crazy amount. Some 16-year-old consumed a coffee from McDonald's, not a regular coffee. I can't remember which one, a Mountain Dew, and then an energy drink within 2 hours, and he died. Healthy individual, nothing wrong with him. Another young lady, she took too much caffeine. And some people know they can't have too much caffeine, but if it's not labeled well, then they can't know and they can't do anything to prevent it. So as the video said, it's up to us to voice our opinion to these companies, to let them know what's acceptable and not buy it. I saw so many people sipping on this drink, different, you know, the three flavors. And I thought to myself, I wonder how many of them actually know that it contains caffeine. And how much caffeine it actually contains, besides the sugar, besides the calories, because these things are heavily calorie as well. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Coffee is for Athletes Only. And be sure to share it with a friend if they like Glengarry Glen Ross. If you missed the beginning of the show, I have the whole scene memorized, but I was trying to change it to athletic. So I wanted to do longer version, but I had to cut it down. But I might be back later today just because I'm going to have so much energy from all the caffeine that I've drank that who knows, maybe I could go on like a whole marathon rampage live here on Fireside until I finish the coffee and you guys see me carried off to the, oh, by the way, you can also be actually go to the hospital for over caffeinated. According to some coffee research think.com, the amount of people going to the emergency room for having too much coffee has increased dramatically. You know, with gum and granola bars and cocoa pebbles and everything else having caffeine, I could see how people just don't really understand that really it's a legal drug. It's the most popular drug in the world. And if you're just mixing it with alcohol, your quality of sleep will suffer. That especially if you're working out, you're training. If you're not doing any of that, it's going to suffer. But if you're putting hard work in, working out, it's almost like you're throwing it away by not giving your body sufficient time to recover and properly recover, because that's where you're going to make your gains from all the, you know, tearing you did of your muscles and everything else for repair. And that's where you make your gains. And if you're always either caffeinated and the brain isn't working properly because the caffeine's blocking certain receptors or because of alcohol, then you're not going to have that peak performance that you want. Be sure to follow me here on Fireside so you can be alerted in case I do end up doing more shows because of all the caffeine in my system. Right now, I'm going to go off to train, see if some of the coffee will wear down. And if it didn't, then I will be back today and you can follow me, be alerted. Who knows what the next topic that I will be covering. There's still so many more that I need to do. And thank you, everybody who's been joining. I see Lily in the audience. Thank you for your support. Everybody who watches on Twitch, all the podcast replays and on Facebook, and everyone here live on Fireside. I appreciate you, Coach Ray, Athletic Definition. I believe this is episode 178. Till next time, I'm out.